Welcome back to the Honeycoat Awards podcast. This is your host, Emma. I am so excited to be back after about a month's break, I think, maybe even a little bit longer than that. There was just a lot. Everything got really busy, and so I decided to take a moment to pause on this, and now we will be continuing our read-through of John. Today, we will be reading John chapter 11 and chapter 12. And I'm really excited about this. The book of John, seriously, is one of my favorite books in the Bible. It has so much wisdom. I mean, all the books in the Bible do, but this one is just an amazing place to start if you want to learn more about Jesus's ministry. So, if you guys happen to just click on this episode and you haven't started at the first one, throughout this entire series, we read the chapters assigned for the episode, and then we use the SOAP method afterwards. If you haven't heard about the SOAP method, each letter stands for something. So S is scripture, and you're going to be writing down a scripture or scriptures that stood out to you during this. And then O is observation. You are going to be observing anything that you feel like the Lord is bringing to your attention about this scripture or scriptures. And then A is application. How can you use that scripture and apply it to your life daily? And the last one is prayer. And that's just obviously pretty straightforward. You're going to be just spending time with your Father in prayer and just allowing Him to speak to you and to really build that one-on-one relationship with Him. And really reading the Bible and spending time with the Lord in prayer and in any other way is foundational for our faith. It's important that we are continually seeking out His presence in whatever we're doing, whether you're at school or you're strapping your kids in the car, you're at work, you're folding laundry, whatever you're doing, the Lord continually wants you to be seeking Him. And we can do that in all kinds of different ways. You don't have to read the Bible 5 hours out of the day to have an amazing relationship with the Lord. If you do, that is amazing. But to have a relationship with the Lord means seeking Him out continually in however you are able to in the season of life that you're in. So let us start this episode by reading chapter 11 and chapter 12. So chapter 11, the death of Lazarus. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with anointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to Him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, He said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of Man may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when He heard that Lazarus was ill, He stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, He said to His disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to Him, Rabbi, the Jews are just now seeking to stone you, and you are going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light... A very annoying plane. Start at verse 5 again. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sisters and Lazarus. So when He heard that Lazarus was ill, He stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, He said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to Him, Rabbi, the Jews are just now seeking to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. After saying these things, He said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to Him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that He meant taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. So Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciple, Let us also go, that we may die with him. I am the resurrection and the life. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha had heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met with him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." Jesus weeps. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she arose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Jesus raises Lazarus. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The plot to kill Jesus. After many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he said, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them said, "Caiaphas, who was a high priest that year, said to them, 'You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish.' He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to the region near the wilderness, to a town called Ephraim. And there he stayed with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and saying to one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast at all?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should let them know, so that they might arrest him. Chapter 12. Mary anoints Jesus at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with table at him. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, he whom was about to betray him, said, "Why was this anointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what he put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always will have with you, but you do not always have me." The plot to kill Lazarus. When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came, not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The triumphal entry. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, they then remembered that all these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Some Greeks seek Jesus. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. The Son of Man must be lifted up. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Before this purpose, I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came up from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from this earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?" So Jesus told them, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." The unbelief of the people. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. "Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore, they could not believe. For again, Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many of the authorities believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. Jesus came to save the world. And Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me, believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me, sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that this commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me." And that is all for the reading portion of this episode. Now we are going to go into the SOAP method. So, The first one is S. The music is going to play and you are going to either write down or think about the scripture or scriptures that you feel like the Lord is trying to bring to your attention. And now on to the next part, O, observation. You are going to think or continue to write down anything that you are observing about these scriptures. What is the Lord trying to tell you, his disciples in the scripture, the world? Is he trying to relay something to you specifically for the season that you're in? Is there something that he's convicting you of or reminding you of? Whatever it is, write it down or hang on to that thought and ask the Lord why it is standing out to you or why it's being brought to your attention. Now, A, application. How can you apply this verse to your everyday life to better represent the love of Christ and point people back to him? So you're going to, once again, ask the Lord how you can use this verse and apply it to your day-to-day life. And then we are going to move on to our last part, prayer. Now we are on the last part, P, prayer. You are going to, if you are able, get in a quiet place and really just spend some time with the Lord in prayer. If you're not able to move to a quiet place at this time, you can pray right where you are. Really just talk with your Father. And make sure that you are listening to him as well. Just spend time in his presence and know that he loves you and he wants to give you wisdom. And that is all for this week's podcast episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. There will be a question and answer below this episode if you are listening on Spotify, as well as a poll. And this just helps me to connect with the community and the listeners. So that is all for this week's episode. Once again, thank you for listening, and I will see you on next week's episode where we will be reading John chapter 13 and chapter 14. Have a blessed day.